Let us again start from Daf Kuf Aleph on the base to get into the swing of the sugyim. Rav Rami, the middle of the Amud, Kuf Aleph on the base. Rav Rami, Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, Mimin Hatzoivim, the Mishnah says that there's Machal Adam, there's Kedusha Shviyis, Machal Behemeh, there's Kedusha Shviyis, from Mimin Hatzoivim. And the minim which are used to die is also Kedusha Shviyis. So now the Mishnah enumerates which minei hatzoivim have Kedusha Shviyis, Svichei Sitim, Vekutze, Yeshlem, Shviyis. These min hatzoivim have Kedusha Shviyis, Uledmeim Shviyis. And if they were sold, so the Kedusha Shviyis and Nitvas and the Domim. Yesh Lehen Bio. That means it has to be used before it was called L'chayim in Asadet. The Dmeyim also have the same din. Alma Abba Ravi said, but let us, we see from this, Eitzim yesh behen mishum kedusha shviyis. That Eitzim have kedusha shviyis. That even though they're not macholim, they have kedusha shviyis. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Svichei sitim bekutze, sitim kruge balas kalchim. It's a type of a red dye, I think. Kutze, gavda balas, a type of a blue dye. Lochin lokat svichei. Why does it speak about svichim? That means it grew by themselves. It was not planted. To be shviyis lekele svichim. Shviyis, you're not allowed to plant. So Mamela, so if we're speaking about something that grew in Shviyah, so it grew accidentally without any kivun lizraya. Yesh lahen v'lidmeim Shviyah. She'ein oisin mehen schayre. That means that has kedusha Shviyah, one is not permitted to make schayre with it. Achmon omar la'ochla v'loyle schayre. That it should be used for eating purposes, bizman, achile, and not l'scheire, which to be maviach for a later zman. But also, l'itzboya behem dahainu scheire. One is not permitted to die with them, because this is equivalent to scheire. That means the benefit I'm deriving is not till the zman abiyah. The benefit I'm deriving is after this manabia also, this is dumya d'schoyra. Avo mutorin hein la'sikom koidem z'manabia. Da'ainu dumya d'lo'ochlo. But one is permitted to use it as fuel. Da'ainu dumya d'lo'ochlo. So we had mentioned the Dvayakev says that the Gemara and the Havamina held that lochla means tzolche yachila. And so therefore, what does one do with minei hatzoivim? Lamaise, to be tzoiveya with them, one is not permitted because the shimush of tzviya is, I derive benefit after this manabir, so I have a mid lochla v'loy l'schoira. But it has dusha shviyas, and therefore, one could use it for fuel. Kaidim zman abiyo. Dahainu dumya d'lo'ochlo. So the Gemara held because lo'ochlo is tzolchei achile. So if you use it for fuel, for food purposes, so that's also dumya d'lo'ochlo. So that is a permissible shimush for peiris, for eitzim that has kedusha shviyas. Aba alma eitzim yesh behem mishum kedusha shviyas. We see from this that there's kedusha shviyas on eitzim. These dyes are not edible. And so we see that even though the eitzim ba'alma, they have kedusha shviyas. And has kedusha shviyas because it's oimed for tzolchei achila. Remini. The Moses Aleshi Wakash. We learned Ale Kanim Baale Gavanim, Shagivavam Bechove Alpne Asode, that a person gathered these Ale Kanim Baale Gavanim, La'oitza. So it matters why, the purpose why he gathered it. Ilokdan la'achila, if he gathered it, he wants to eat the alim. Yesh ben mishum kedusha shviyis. Something which is oimed la'achila has kedusha shviyis. That's la'ochla is telling us with which minim have kedusha shviyis, minim which are oimed la'ochla. La'etzim, but if he took these alekanim and he had no intent to use them for achila, he only wanted to use them for fuel, ein behem mishum kedusha shviyis. So we see that etzim do not have kedusha shviyis, even though they're oimed letzolchei achila. So that was Rav's kasha. Here we learn that mimina tzoivim has kedusha shviyis, and the only pula one is permitted to do with it is lahasik tachas tavshiloi. So it would seem that something that is oimed for tzolchei achila has kedusha shviyis. That is, goes la'ochlo. And here we learned that it only has kedusha shviyis if he intends to eat it. But if he intends to use it as a machshir letzeirach achila, doesn't have kedusha shviyis. So why do mimina tzoivim, why do they have kedusha shviyis? That is the Gemara's kasha. That was Rav's kasha. Omishani, so Rav said at Teretz, Omakro la'ochlo b'mi shahanosoy u'biyurei shonim. You understood wrong. Kedusha Shviyis is dependent on something that's oimed la'ochlo. La'ochlo does not mean achila or tzolchei achila, machshirei achila. No. La'ochlo is a dugme. Achila is one of the hanos that one derives from dvorim agdelem b'shviyis. And it's a dugme. Everything that's similar, la'ochlo, is b'mi shahanosoy u'b'urei shovim, that the hanor that one derives comes simultaneously with the kiloyin of this product, of this davar shenizgadol b'shviyis. That means when one eats, so one derives, he's chewing it and destroying it and enjoying it. So that has kedusha shviyis. Yotzu eitzim. Now, to understand the second beraisa that we learned, alekanim, balekfanim, loktum, leitzim, doesn't have kedusha shviyis, shahanoson achar biyura, that one derives benefit after the kiloyim. That means, we'll see in Rashi, that when the baking, one uses eitzim for fuel. So first he burns the eitzim and he makes coals out of them, and then he takes the coals and he bakes on the coals. So the hano, the one derives from eitzim, is hanoson achabiyurim. It is not a simultaneous hano that comes together with the biyur. So the shimush of eitzim is not similar to the shimush of achila. The shimush of achila, the hano and the bir come simultaneously. The shimush of eitzim, the hano comes after the bir. So that is why we had learned loktom la'eitzim ein bem kedusha shviyis. It was harvested for a purpose to be used for a shimush natum yedachila. Was harvested to be used for hanos anachah biyurim. Such a mean that is oimed for hanos anachah biyurim doesn't have kedusha shviyis. Only something which is used for a shimush that's dumya d'lochla has kedusha shviyis. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Yesh lambir kishemigiz manabir chayv lebarim kedersiva lehemtecha lachaya kol lachay min hasode. Ani svichi eitz baal meninu. the svichim are eitz balme, va'af al pikein, they have kedusha shvius. Bechove lasis me machboy oitzel limois achayrev. Ein behem mishum kedusha shvius loktam leitzim, bihenem en af lachas manabiyo. And here before it says, miminat soivim, which is also an eitz, it's his dinei shvius on it. So the Gemara says now a new mahalach, that what Kedusha Shviyas is an amin that's oimed for a shimush dumya de la'ochla, dumya de la'ochla means shanoson ubiyuran shove. Dover shebishas anosoi kolam in oilam. When you're deriving benefit from it, so then it's kolam in oilam. That's how noas achila. And all other and that which goes in shviyas, which is oimed for anos similar to anos achila, is kedusha shviyas. Yotzu eitzim, but tamazay eitzim shela acher biyuron. After you destroy them, you burn them. Shenasim gecholim, they become coals. Uda veikar anosa. Then the ikar ano is. The no does not come simultaneously with the biur, it comes much later. So memela, that is why eitzim do not have kedusha shviyas. Avo min eitzeboy. So now let's go to mimin hatzoivim. That does have kedusha shviyas, because their shimush is dumya de lochlo, b'shas resichas hayoiro. When they start boiling up the pot with the dye, is kolo ha-shoyrish v'koyleit ha-tzeba. The shoyrish disintegrates and the mayim is koyleit ha-tzeba. So you have simultaneously the hano comes b'shas kiloyin min ha-tzoyvim. Nimtza hanoson ubiyuran shove, hilka chaylo alayu shviyas. So that is the teretz of Rove. So now we have guidelines. Something that was nilkat for a shimush, which hanoson ubiyuran shove, a shimush which is dumya de la'ochla, that has kedusha shviyas. Svichesitim, which is the shimush is for dyeing purposes, so that is kedusha shviyas because it's oimed for shimush of anos and a biur and shove. Locked on the eitzim, the shimush of eitzim is anos and acher biur because the shimush is first you make it into coals, and then you derive benefit from it. In fact, the Gemara ve'ika eitzim de mishcha. This eitzim de mishcha, the hanosan ubiyuran shave. Vika eitzim de mishcha shemeirin kiner ba'avuke l'noisan biyodoy. It's called atzei shemen. Rashi says in Sukkah, and this is used as a torch. Now these eitzim. Is anos nebiyuron shove, vanos nebiyuron shove, teichel olayu shviyas. So, what is the Gemara's kasha? So, Rashi says clearly in Masech the Sukkah that the Gemara's kasha is if a person was like it, atzei shemen, letzeirech, to use them for illuminating purposes. So I'm being likened it for a shimush that hanoson of the yuran shavet should have kedusha shviyas, just like we said. He said alekanim. That is why he was likened. It was likened lachila, it has kedusha shviyas. It was likened it for fuel, which means he'll make it into coals. It doesn't have kedusha shviyas. But we see. But now we know the guidelines of Kedusha Shviyas. Kedusha Shviyas is something that's oimed for a shimush that's hanos nebiyuran shavet. Mimine yatzoivim, it's hanos nebiyuran shavet. So the Gemara asked, so atzei shemen should have Kedusha Shviyas, if it was Nilkat Letzairech, Letzairech illumination, I was liking it for a torch, Shetzev Kedusha Shviyas. Omar Rove, so Rove said, Stam Eitzim Lasoke Hein Oindim. So Rove said as follows, Stam Eitzim Lasoke Hein Nitnu, V'loy Lohoyah. Stam Eitzim are not Oimah. This Atzei Shemen alone, it's, if you'll ask the usage of this Atzei Shemen, Stomah, it's Oimah for fuel, not for illumination. He was likened for illumination, that won't give a Kedusha Shviyas, but because you look at that, then you will like it, and that is, then you're done, what is it Oimah for? So, stam eitzim la'asokei noindim. So even though he had no intention of using it for asokei, he intended to use it for illuminating purposes. But his machshove cannot in any way change the mean. I have to look what the mean is aimed for. The mean is aimed for asokei. Umikora, let's continue weiter with Rashi. Umikora lechal alayu shviyas. So Kedusha Shviyas was not chal at all. Because it's Aymed La'asokin. Asok is Hashimush of Anosom Achabiyut. Avol Svichei Sitin Stomon Letzviyah. Svichei Svitim Sitim. There the Stomon is Letzviyah. Which is, Rashi said, Anosom Abiyuron Shove, because when Bishas v'sichas hayere kol asherish v'keil etatzev. So therefore, ilkach halalayu kedusha. So there's kedusha shviyas. It is a mean that is oimed for a shimush. It is a mean that is oimed for a shimush, which is anosin of biyuran shoviv. So memele, so that is why it has kedusha shviyas. Vasilach rabiye. Af lehesek. Af lehesek. So, from Rashi we see that Rashi holds that Mimin HaTzoivim is Mutter Lehesek Koidam Abiyah. And Rashi said that before in the beginning of the Sugya. V'mutor Nein Lasikam Koidam Zman Abiyah. So the Shaila is, we will soon learn, that in this din of Anoson Abiyur and Shovir, there are two distinct halachas. There's one halacha, if you want to have guidelines on which minim are chal kedusha shviyas, so you have to, so the guidelines are as follows. The minim that are oimed for a shimush of anosim b'yuran shove, these minim have kedusha shviyas. The minim which are oimed for hanosan, a shimush of anosim ache b'yuran, these minim b'chal don't have kedusha shviyas, period. Then we're going to learn in the sugya further, that there's another halacha that minim that have kedusha shviyas, they also have to be used for a shimush of anosan nebiur and shavit. We're going to have later that peyre shviyas, which have kedusha shviyas, you can't use them for washing purposes, which is anosan lachabiur. So we see there's another halacha that the shimush one uses peiros that have kedusha shviyas has to be a shimush of anosan abiyur and shavit. And here Rashi says b'minei atzayven one could make hasoke. Now hasoke is a shimush of anosan achabiyur. This kasha Rabbi Kivega asks, Rishash asks. This is a difficult kasha, and we had mentioned the Migdash Tovet brings down a Kesef Mishneh. The Kesef Mishneh says this second aloche, that the shimush of Dvorim sheyesh bem kedusha shviyas should only be a shimush of anosna biyuran shovel, that is dafke by a machel. But something that is not a machel, then this aloche does not apply. I could be mishtamish even with a shimush of Anosan Achibirim. So that's why Rashi holds that by Miminei atzoivim, I could use it a fillo for hesed. Now, the Gemara had asked Akasha in the first aloch. There's a aloch that if you want to be magdil, the minim, which minim have kedusha shvi, which minim don't have kedusha shviis, so the min has to be yoimed for a shimush of anos on a biyuran shav. So the Gemara had asked, so if I was like it, atzei mishchon, atzei shemen, so it should have kedusha shviis, because I was loiketed for a shimush of anos nabir and shavah. So the Gemara says, no, your machshava is not machria what the mean is. You want to use it for illuminating purposes. But we look what stam eitzim, stam atzi shemen is oimid for hesek, which is anos nachabir. So therefore there's no kedusha shviya stam eitzim and anol eitzim. So Rashi says, you don't look bosa marshavtoi. We learned before, valekanim ukfanim, that it matters what his intent was, if he wanted to use it for healing. He has kedusha shvi, wants to use veitzim, but doesn't have kedusha shvi. So we see, we reckon with his marshava. So the Rashi says, there, because yesh shoichlo noisum, yesh masika noisum. There's two equal shimushim. Ilkach bosa marshava slakita oslina. Let us learn Tosfos. Svichei sitim v'koitze. Is this the Tana speaking about mimin hatzoivim? These are different types of dyes. And the Tana mentions that these grew by themselves without being planted b'kavone. Masha perish b'kuntres kan. So Rashi explains why did he mention they grew unintentionally without a pool of zriya b'kavone. So Rashi says, Mishum the Bishviyis ain Zairim, one is not permitted to plant in Shviyis, Vain Ba Ela Svichim. Ain Meyushabu Taim Eloch. This is very nice for our Sugya, which is speaking about Kedusha Shviyis. So the Tana had to explain how does one get Svichim Bishviyis, how does one get Sitim Vekaitza Bishviyis, one is not permitted to plant, these don't grow on trees. So he says, but because it grew by unintentionally. Avol gabi ma'aser upeya. So Tosfos asks Akasha and Rashi. We learned by ma'aser upeya the kama koshu oichel benishma, something that's an oichel benishma. So it's chay bepeya, chay bema'aser. So then the Mishnah explains, Oichel, what does Oichel mean? Lamute, Spiche, Sitim, Vekoitze. This is not Macholim. They're dyes. So there's no Chiyah. Peye, there's no Chiyah. Maisa, Gewaltig. Now, when we're talking about Maisa and Peye, why do you have to say that it grew unintentionally? Here we're talking about the mean, Sitim and Koitze. So why do you have to say Sviche, Sitim, Sviche, Koitze? Rashi's explanation in our sugya will not at all help over there. Alkein nire, so therefore Rashi Tosfos says we have to give a different explanation why the Tana spoke, when he spoke about Tzitim v'koitze, he spoke about Tzvich. So, K'may Shapirish b'psochim, Rashi in psochim says a different mahalach. Why the Tana spoke about Tzvichim? Pelochi noket Tzvichim lefishe in derech lelokton b'shono shan izroim. One is not melaket them when he plants them. Elo psoif dalet ayhei shonim. He's first melaket them after 4 or 5 years later. Shashroshim ispashnim ba'oretz. The roots spread out. Umashbichin. And then it gets more mushbach after 4 or 5 years in the ground. V'sheire shalehen ika. So what does Tosfos mean to say? So Tosfos means to say, when you're speaking about these sheroshim, the Tana calls them svichim, because it's ke'ilu, they came about by themselves. About what he planted, the first year what he planted we would not get such mushbach dike sheroshim. The shroshim come after 4 or 5 years in the earth, so that's why they're called svichim, because they're similar to svichim, that the ikar shvach in Gidol is not through his Maise, no, through remaining there in the Karka. That's why he calls them Svichim. Mimin HaTzoivim, now we had a Mishnah that which Min HaTzoivim Achayev B'Shviyis. So Taisa says, which this is, we're really starting in the middle of a Mishnah. Taisha the Masnisan Ochi Isim and Mesachet Shviyis. Klal Gadol Amul Kol Shu Machol Odo Umachol Beheime Umimin HaTzoivim. That means these are different sugim. Machol Odo Mes Kedusha Shviyis Mimin HaTzoivim Mes Kedusha Shviyis. Certain types of dyes. And now the Tanya enumerates which Min HaTzoivim have Kedusha Shviyis. So it's Svicha Isitim Bekaitzim. Ulidmeyem bio. So it says that these have kedusha shviyas, and the money also has kedusha shviyas. So Taisvis wants to explain to us that one is not permitted to harvest peyrish shviyas for selling purposes. At zicha nichlal in laochla b'loyla schayra. So Taisvi says, so what's the case of a lidmeyem bio? What's a lidmeyem? Where do you have domim? A person takes perishvius to eat. He's going to eat himself. Where do you have lidmeyem? So Taisvi says, kagoin shalokat mitchila laachila. That means when he took it originally, he did not harvest it to sell. He took it to eat. So then later he has left over some, so he can sell that. The Yochel Lamocha. Now the Rishash says that L'cheira, we're talking about Mimin HaTzoivim. So you don't, it's not a Machal Odom, it's not a Machal Behemoth. So it's so what's that? Lokta Mitchila L'Achila. So the Rishash wants to say that we had the previous Taisvis, the Mishnah starts off by saying, Klal Gadol Amul Kol Shu Machol Odom, Machol Beime, Min HaTzoivim. So we're speaking about three categories, Machol Odom, Machol Beime. Now all these three categories, Litmeyem Shviyas. So Taisvis Chapson, Machol Odom, that it was Nilkat, Litzayrech Achilosoi, and the lady decided to sell it. Mimin HaTzoivim, it was Nilkat, Litzvaya Bigdoi, and the lady decided to sell it. That's Al Kaponim. But, basically just telling us the case of that Lidmeim does not mean it was harvested, Lichat Chile, to sell. And, the Yachel Lamachom, now one is permitted to sell it. V'yesh l'shneim bia. Lehen ulidmeyem. That means, well, let's say we're talking about mimin HaTzoivim. So a person was loiket tzvichei sitim for himself to die. And then later he decided to sell it. So it says, Shabiyesh Lishneyem Biel. So there's a Chiyav Biel on both of them. Lehen Uledmeyem. The Priyatzmai Loyla Mosa. That means when you sell the Peri, the Kedusha Shviyas remains on the Peri, and it's also Nitfas on the Domim. Kenaf Kalom Mikoydesh Tiye Lochem, that the Kedusha remains. By the Domim, it depends. Now, if a person has domim, they have kedusha shviyas. He'll buy, let's say, peiris with these domim, so the kedusha of the domim will be nitfas on the peiris that he purchased. Shahanosan acha biyula. So, the Gemara finally came to the conclusion that what has kedusha shviyas a mean that the shimush is dumye de la achla, that the hano comes simultaneously with the Bia. And Eitzim, since the Ano, which is, we wait till they become coals, and then they're used to bake with, so there Shemesh is Ano son, Acher Biyuram, so there Shemesh is Ano son, Acher Biyuram, so they don't have Kedusha Shviyas. Kshenasis Kacheles. the shimush of Eitzim is, first you make coals out of it, and then you bake with it. Trek Toysvis Afal Gav Dizimnin Anoson Ubiyuron Shabbat. That means, how could the Gemara say a blank statement that Eitzim don't have Kedusha Shvius because it's Anoson Acha Biyuron? It's dependent what he's going to use it for. If he's going to use it to bake, you need coals. If he's going to use it to get warm, he's going to use it to cook, you then don't have to make coals. So how can the Gemara say Eitzim don't have Kedusha Shvius because Anoson Acha Biyuron? That's L'chaire an untrue statement. It matters what he's going to use it for. Aval gav de zimnem hanosn be yuren shove ke goin le his hamen connect the oil of ashel, which these two shimushim are hanosn be yuren shove mikoma kem ikre le kaim alach, but you could use it for these purposes, but it's not aimed for these purposes. Alalach shenasel kecheles ken lahasik tana lebeis. So memela, so since it's aimed for a shimush of anos and achabiyun, it doesn't have kedusha shvius. Abel tzeva, but a dye is hanoson ubiyun shavet. So Tosfos says a different pshat than Rashi. The hanoson, when does one derive benefit from the dye? Kshaloif sham, when he's wearing the dye baget, he derives benefit from the dye. Va'os ukolo imizbayir atzeva miyoyim oyoyim. That means every day you're wearing the beged, the dye gets a little rubbed out more or used out, some emele. So therefore, dyeing is called hanoson ubiyuron shabbat. Bekuntres perish, Rashi had said a different explanation why it's called hanoson ubiyuron shabbat. So Rashi says, the bishas resichas hayoyre, because when you are in the process of dyeing and the it's bubbling, the dye is bubbling in the water and the liquid, kol ha-sheiresh, so the sheiresh disintegrates, the kolei tatzeva, so you have anoa biyuron shavon, that the klita of the dye comes simultaneously with the kiloyin of the sheiresh. The Einire, so Tosfos says, I wish to disagree, the Amoron, we said before, the Linyan Shvius, Hazusa Milsi, the Lehavi, Biyuroi, Bilakitas Hatseva. So let us just elaborate a little for a few minutes what Tosfos is asking on Rashi. We had before a Gemara, had Hazusa Milsa, Hazusa Lad Milsa, and then the Mabur Araya that we find by Shvius that a beggar that was Nitzba, Beklipe Shvius, Yidolek. So you see Chazusa Milsa, Sumo says, there is a posik, Tiye Bab Yosotei, that the posik tells us that the Kedusha Shvius remains on the beggar after it is died. So from the Ritas Loshana Taisvis, Taisvis learned, so what is the Gilui Hakro? The Gilui Akro is that Chazusa Milsa, that here we can by Shvius al Kaponim the Torah was Megala that Chazusa Milsa. So it's considered you have Shvius Be'en, so my mail is Yidolek. So Taisvis asks, so if I have a posik that Chazusa Milsa, so this statement, it's Hanoson Ubiyuron Shove. That means when Shas Klitas Hatseva, you have a beer. I'm sorry, it's not a beer. It's not a kiloin. Chazusa Milsa. Good. The roots disintegrate, but the color of the roots become Nivla and the Mayim. And I have a posik Chazusa Milsa. So it's considered it just went from the roots to the Mayim. But the Shvius is still around. There's no beer of the Shvius. That's Tosfos Kasha and Rashi. So how could you call this Hanoson Ubiyuron Shava? And Shuldik, there's no Biyur. They have a Biyuroi Beklitas Hatzeva. You have Hano, but it's Ben. It's not Hanoson Ubiyuron Shava. That's what Tosfos says. Hanoson Ubiyuron Shava is after the beggar has died and you wear it. Now you have Hano and now it becomes rubbed out. That's called Hanoson Ubiyuron Shava. So Abekevege has two ha'ores on Taisvus. He says, number one, who says that that's pshat in the Gemara before? That the Gemara before means they have a gzeiris ha'kosov that by Shvius I say chazusa milse. It could be, I say chazusa lav milse. Chazus is lav milse. That we have a mara, that's nothing. That's not considered Shvius bet. Now the Torah said the Isser Shvius is applicable even though it's not bad. Afilu Chazusa Lav Milsa, there's an Isser of Shvius. But Al Koponim, so but it could be that Pshat and Posik, and the Lashna Gemara by Ola, Ano Anir Eleinayim Osra Torah. I mean, here the Torah Asser Afilu Ano of Narabe'en. So he says, so Memelo Sarashi is very good. That means when the, you cook up the sheirish, so the sheirish disintegrates, the takan is bayer. You have a color that's chazusa lav milsa. The teira answered it. I feel it's lav milsa, but it's considered that anos on the biur and shava, because lamai said the be'en was nisbayer. That's number one. And then number two, that's, he wants to say, so what is pshat and taisvis, kasha and rashi? But then number two, he says a very long dish is up. Let's forget about Rashi. Rashi Zichar doesn't say this, but on Taisvus Gufe, he has a Meiridike Ha'ore. He says, we're learning a Gemara, not really understanding the Oimek Advore. We're learning a Gemara. The Gemara says that, you'd learned that the Shimush of Peirish Shviyah should be Hanoson Ubiyuran Shabbat. That you should derive ano b'shas the beer. Dumi the la'ochla. We'll see later next places. La'ochla is also like that. La'ochla is you chew it, and then that's the beer of the machl. You have ano from the machl. Ano from the beer and shot. Something that's ano sonacha b'yuron, like the Gemara said, eitzim, you burn it, then you make coals, and then later you make a you're gonna bake with it, so then you're gonna have anot, anos and achabirum. That is a shimush. That's also anos and achabirum is also. So we learn a psazai paradumadik. So Rabbi Kvegi says, no, there's a merdik alum this. He says, pshat is like this. He says, perishviyas, you have to use them, not destroy them. They were given to be used la'ochla. La'achla is a marshal, but let's speak of the marshal, then we'll speak about Nimshalom. That means you should take Peirishvius lachem la'achla. You should eat it. La'io, so when I'm eating it, am I destroying it? No, because I'm noson ubiyuran shoba. I'm taking chewing it up before I had a beautiful apple of Shvius, and now, it's not here anymore, but that's not called you destroyed the apple. That's cool. Deriving benefit from the apple. So Mamela, that was given. La'achla. That's the shimush, what one should do. A person will take wood, and they'll say, well, I'm going to make coals now. So he goes and makes coals. What did he do now? He destroyed Atzei Shvius. He destroyed Atzei Shvius. I mean, before there was wood, and now it's coals. Yeah. 10 days later, he takes the coals, and now he bakes bread with it. So he says, since the Hano does not come simultaneously with the Kiloyin, it's Hano son Achebiyuron. So the Torah said, the minute you make the Kiloyin, stop here. You don't have to do that. You're destroying, he's destroying Dvarim Sheshom Dushashvius. So you tell the Rabban Shalom, don't worry, I'll take care of it. No. Don't give me a head check. If the Peirishvius were nitin la'ochla, which means it was given to have anor right away. Don't tell me I'll get anor from it. Now you're destroying it. No. Such a shimush is also. You need a shimush that with the destruction, you're going to get anor. So it's not called destruction. It's called, it's a constructive action. Zut Rabbi Kevege. So the criteria is not anos and biur and shava has to be together. No. The ikar is, it shouldn't be a biur without a hano. That's the ikar. He says, but what'll be, let's say if I'll have hano, and there's no biur whatsoever. There's no biur. I have a hano and there's no biur. He says, is there something wrong with that? He says, that's my ridic. I'm not doing anything wrong. the Iker Issa as Hano Acher Beyurin. You're first destroying it, and then you're giving the Baisal Mahatchik, don't worry, I'll have Hano. No, the Torah said no. This is called a Pula of Destruction. You're destroying Peyre Shvi'is. But if I have Hano and there's no destruction whatsoever, Hano without Beyur, Gebaldik, he says, there's no problem with that. So Taisus asks Akash and Rashi, Taisus asks, you know, when you make a die, after you make the die is still bad. There's no beer. So he says, so what is? So there's a no without a beer. So that's Gebaldik. That's like a Nosen beer on Shava. This is a Shimush Amateris, and this is Chal Kedusha Shviyas. And Rabbi Kevegi says, I'll prove it to you. He says, there's an Isser of Schoire. You're not allowed to sell Peyre Shviyas. Now, when does one have Ano from Peyre Shviyas when he sells them? When he sells it, gets the money, he has Ano. When does the beer come? Who says there has to be a beer? I got my Hano now. So there's a Hano, Kaitim Biyulam. That means later, if I sell Peyre Shviyas, the Lokeach will, whatever, later it'll become Nichle. But my Hano I got right now. So there's a Bazundra Miyut, La'achla V'loyla Schayra. Bazundra Miyut of Schayra. He says, but let's forget about that. It's not Hano, forget about the Limud of Schayra. It's not Hano, son of Biyulam Shavit. The Moich is getting Hano right away. He gets the money right away. And it's not Biyulam. There's no Biyul. So he says, suffices, you don't need Biyul. You only have to make sure that there shouldn't be Biyul before Hano. That's the problem. Make beer before I know that's called you're doing a destructive action to the Shviyas. But if you have I know without any beer, it's gewaldig. That's gewaldig. So my mail, and that's why I need a besonderes of loch, of loyalis, of schreires also, the shimish of schreires also. So my mail is so itainis. So what is Tais was asking on Rashi? That since Chazusa Milse, so when you make a die, there's no destruction whatsoever. The it's still banned. So gewaldig. So you have Ano, and it's banned, so there's no beer. So he says that shouldn't be a problem whatsoever. The Gemara asked, Ve'ika Eitzim de Mishram. We said this is Atzei Shemen. The Gemara asked that, how can you say a blank statement that there's no Kedusha Shviyas by Eitzim, the matter is why he harvested it for him. If he harvested it for fuel purposes, you're right. So it's Anos Hanache Biyuran. He harvested Atze Shemen to use as a torch. So it's Anos Hanache Biyuran Shove. So it should be good. So it should have Kedusha Shviyas. Vika Eitzim de Mishran, and it seems this was a certain type of a wood, Atzei Shemen, Rashi says, which was oimed for, to use as a torch. The Perish Akunta, so, and what, but before we go further, so what did the Gemara answer? Moses, he picked it for illuminating purposes, but Stam Eitzim is Lasoke Oimed, I mean, it's not going to explain what this means according to Rashi. Perish Akuntra is the Perish Eitzim Shemi'irin Behem, Kemoi Ner, so the Chloima Hode Metaret Eitzim Lasoke Nitnu, Chloima Av Eitzim de Mishron, that means, statistically, Eitzim de Mishron, their use is most of the time for Hasoke. The Ein Leforish Stam Shar Eitzim Lasoke Nitno. You can't say that other Eitzim Ma'im Lasoke. Vahanach the Mishchan Betelum Legabayu. Not that the Gemara means well. This mean Eitzim. You're right. This is Oimed to be used for illuminating purposes. But other Eitzim, most Eitzim are used for fuel purposes. And therefore, we don't make different categories. We say, in the Eitzim family, most of it is used, La'asokeh, so it doesn't have Kedusha Shviyas. So Tosfos says, Yizichah can say that pshat, or besuke, mashme, the lulav noig by shviyas. The Gemara says, lulav is noig by shviyas. Now what is the ktur? Now you need anosin of yuron shava. What is the anosin of yuron of a lulav? Shim danos of yuron shava is shaloi lechabed boy habayis. That means they use the lulav leaves as a room. And memele, so anosin of yuron shava, you sweep out and in this process of sweeping, you're also ruining the leaves. So that's called anosin of yuron shava. So memele, a lulav has kedusha shviyas. So let one kanshela ben, a lulav has anosin biyuron shava, but let's look at all other eitzim is anosin ache biyuron. So it seems you don't mix up the meaning in eitzim gufa. This eitz has kedusha shviyas, and this eitz doesn't have kedusha shviyas. So if the Gemara has the kash of atzei shemen, the Gemara said, well, atzei shemen are oimed for illuminating purposes, and Moses says, well, stam eitzim lasokeninu, you can't say other eitzim because of other eitzim, so, but akaponim atzei shemen should have kedusha shviyas. So the Gemara means atzei shemen gufa, krat, it's used for illuminating also, but the loiv of the shimush of atzei shemen gufim is lasok. Inami eitzim the mishnah. So also, if this mean would really be aimed for illuminating purposes, so you couldn't tell me stam eitzim lasokni no. So chlem the stam eitzim the mishnah nami lasokni noim dim. But according to Rashi, Atzei Mishram is really, let's just understand, is a Shverikait. According to Rashi, is Pshat. Tais is saying, that's after the Pshat in the Gemara, but the Loshen is Shver. The Gemara asks, Atzei Mishram. Atzei Mishram is a certain type of a wood. Atzei Shemen, Rashi says. So the Gemara says, Atzei Mishchon, it's anos in the Biyuron Shavit. So the Gemara says, Stam Eitzim Lasokanina. The Loshen of the Gemara would seem, well, Atzei Mishchon, you're right, Atzei Mishchon, but Stam Eitzim Lasokanina. And they says, you can't say that pshat, you can't mix up, don't tell me Stam Eitzim, Atzei Mishchon is a miyuchadika type of eight. So they says this. The Gemara means, Atzei Mishchon Guf is also Aymed Lasokan. So, but the Loshna Gemara is not too, doesn't flow too well. That's the problem with Rashi's Pshat. Rabbeinu Hananel Pirish, Rabbeinu Hananel said a different translation of Atzei Shemen, of Atzei Mishron, and Memele, according to him, the Loshna Gemara will be a little better. Rabbeinu Hananel Pirish, Vahikim Eitzim de Mishron, the Mishron is not a mean, the Mishchan is a shimush of chimum. Mishchan is a loshon of chamimus. So the Gemara says, you tell me eitzim are hanos and nachah biyuron. Gemara says, that is what you use it for. If you use it for heating purposes, it's hanos and biyuron shavah. Shemachamim emboi, you use it to warm up. Kagayim b'medura, you have a dur of eitzim shasuim lischamim danosim yuron shoved the bishas biyuron mischamim kenegdem perish mishchan. So according to Rabbeinu Hananel, not mishchan is a certain type of a wood of a tree. No kemoi tamri mishachna. The Gemara says that that dates have a segula that when one eats them he gets warmed up. So you see, this is a lotion of chimum. The chain tlula oishchuna. The Kohen Gadol said if it's going to be a warm year, so he was mispalo. Biyume. So memele. So the Gemara asked, by these shimushim, this is a, it has this shimush also, mishani rov, abostam eitzel asok, and ino perish asok, is tanen ito, period. So the Lashon is a little better. Not Chal Shem Shviyas, because the Iker Shimush is not for illuminating purposes, but not for heating purposes, not for to make coals out of it. Now, ba'av al gab the choshev hocha eitzim the mishra hanoson ubiyuran shabbat. The Gemara says eitzim the mishra, whatever eitzim the mishra is, it's you're using it to warm up, using it to illuminate. So the Gemara says this is called hanoson ubiyuran shabbat. Mikol makom linyan atzei Yisrael lehoyo oisrin rabon apilu lishaman kenegden lehoy ben aladavke b'sharshifa kadashinen bepeire kosho kadashinen bepeire kosho. Let us elaborate for 1 minute what Taisus is asking. Taisus is asking a moira de kezach. Here when our Gemara speaks about the shimush of wood that is aimed to give out heat, to give out light. Gemara says, well, this is hanos on the beer and shove it. Comes simultaneously. It burns. The Gemara Masechtas Pesachim has a moiridike problem. The Gemara has a kasha, eitzim which are also banora to teira asel. Why can't I have hanos from them? What's the problem? Because Gemara says, you'll use them for fuel. So the Gemara says that the hano you derive comes from the mashu anisraf. That means, first, when you're deriving benefit, it's a delayed action. First, it gets burnt, and then you're getting benefit. Let it be a second later, half a second, so it's irrelevant. But al kaponim, the hano that one derives is from atzei isa, which are destroyed already, which are not also bano. So the Gemara asks, I don't understand. The Torah said these eitzim are also bano. How could it be also bano? Whenever I derive benefit from the eitzim, I'm not deriving benefit from the eitzim. I'm deriving benefit from the mashu and isra. So it should be mutter. That's the Gemara's akashi. And the Gemara says, because of this kashi, you're 100% right. You can have teira, you can burn them, you can have a knot from them, you can warm your, so what did the term it ask about? You know how to make furniture out of it. You know how to make a chair out of it. They're having a knot from Atsahisa. But to use it for fuel, no problem. Because you're not having a knot from the Eitzim, you're having a knot from the Mashan. Fine. That's when you learn Masechtas Pesachim. So when you learn Masechtas Pesachim, so you see that you cannot say that the Hano comes simultaneously with the Bio. No, it comes, there's a delayed action. You first Bio and then Hano. That's what the Gemara says in Pesachim. When you learn Agemara says, oh, there should be Kedusha Shviyas because Hano is going to be Yuron Shabbat. So Taisa says, please, that's not true. It's anosan achebiyuron. Just like the Gemara. When it comes to Yisurei Ano, I say it's anosan achebiyuron. When it comes to Kedusha Shvi, I say, oh, it comes together. There's something wrong over here. These two Gemaras are stirred. That Taisa's kasha. So Taisa, let's see again the Lashon of Taisa. Avagav the choshev hocha eitzim the mishchan anosim biyuron shabbat mikol mokim linyan atzei isa vayhoy oisrin rabbonon afilu lishamin kenegdem elohirbem eladakke v'shashiv only to make a bench out of it or a chair of it kedushinu beperek hosho. So Taisa's answer is that anon miye eine maschel not because anon miye eine maschel is adlacher shemaschel lehisa liyiskolo. That's why it's not called the hanno is coming together with, I'm having enough from Yisurei Ano. I'm having enough from Yisurei Ano Shenichlo. Yilkach liyos Rabon al Bashashiva, Abba Nosem Yerushava Kirine Bey. When it comes to Shviyas, it's called Anosem Yerushava, Vadayin Yisakayim Shenene Mimeno. So here the Lashon of Taisvis is not too clear, but there's a Merdike Lashon of Taisvis, I think in Sochem, the Taisa says as follows. Taisa says as follows. Le'inin shviyas be'inon בשעס ביורי. יפתב ענו בשעס ביורי. ושיר מועט, יפה ספליט סקן, או טו סקן, דת ענו will come after the beer, לא חושב ענו סון לאחר ביור. מה זה קוד ענו סון לאחר ביור? And Tosfos says, אמר זה קראיה, where did we get these guidelines that you need hanoson ubiyuron shove? When we got it, he said, we dum yid la ochlo, dum yid la ochlo. Now Taisa says, I got news for you. A person eats, so the kiloyin is when he chews it up. The hanois, he has hanois gorein, he has hanois meyo, that's the hanois. So memele, so not hanoson ubiyuron shove. It's the beer is when it's chewed up, and the hanok comes afterwards. Af al pikein, this is dum yidulachlo. That's all what you need. It doesn't have to be mamish simultaneously, but mamish together. If it comes one after the other, that's also enough. So memele. So if you have eitzim which are oimed lischamim olay, that's also dum yidulachlo. You don't need more than that. When it comes to yisurei, you know, then you have to be nitty gritty. Lebaise. Am I having hanor from Yisuri? Hanor? No. Because Lamai said hanor comes afterwards Nichla. So my mother there, it is Mutter. Vim Taima. Taitai says, Bepere Kama de Nide, the Kama. Ikitva Pere Havi is Peshvies. Viloi Pere Havi less Peshvies. The Gemara says as follows. Moa speaking about kitva. Kitva is a sap that comes out of a tree. Now, we're speaking about a tree that doesn't grow fruit, but the sap, a maple tree, you take whatever it is, that there's molasses comes, whatever it is, there's a sap that one derives from the tree. So now, the Gemara says as follows. And this sap is the Kedusha Shvi. So the Gemara says it depends. If it has a shame, peiri, the sap, this is the peiri of the tree. A peiri means it has to dangle from the branch. This is the peiri of the tree. The peiri grows inside the tree, and you extract the peiri. So if it has a shame, peiri, so there's the shishvies. If it doesn't have a shame, peiri, it doesn't have the shishvies. So you learn a gemara in Masechtas Nida, and you go away from the gemara. What is the shishvies dependent on? Shame peiri. Places on Shulduk, we have a whole different Gemara. The criteria is not Shem Peri. The criteria is if it's Anoson or Biuron Shove, it's Kedusha Shviyas. If it's Anoson Acha Biuron, it doesn't have Kedusha Shviyas. So why does the Gemara they say it depends if it's a Shem Peri? That's the discussion. Mutebekam the need to come a yikit for Peirav, it's Peshviyas, Vila Peirav, that's Peshviyas. Vama I Anoson Biuron Shove, אפילו לא אבא פרי, יוסף בשביל. בין הנוסף בירושוב, אפילו אבא פרי יהיה מותר. I mean, the criteria is הנוסף בירושוב. וסו, המי כמיפלגי, the more differentiates בין כתפו דה פרי, a sap that comes out of a פרי, וכתפו דה גבס, a sap that comes out of a tree, a sap that comes out of a פרי, זיך יש קדוש השביל. A sap that comes out of a tree depends if כתפו פרי, כתפו לא פרי. Venire, so Taisu says, you have to add something to that Gemara. Vadai kitva have a nose biureshav. Kitva is a nose ubiureshav. So, theoretically, it's a zikhe pidusha shviz. But for the hochi, iloi havi peire, if I don't give it a shame peire, I don't look it as a double choshev if neyatzmai, bottle legabe yaeit, so it's considered, it's a, it's not called, this, a maple tree gives out peire. Nah. It's called a tree, and inside the tree there's something you can derive benefit from, but it becomes bottled to the tree. Bottle of gabi yates, ve'yekilu b'teich olin, v'yotza l'chutz. Abli ha've peire ba'ampe navshi, but if it's a shame, choshe ba'ampe navshi, but if it's a shame peire, so I consider it as an entity b'fnei atzmoy. V'loi bottle of gabi yates. So therefore, it's du'sh shvi'is, it's back du'sh shvi'is, because ha'nosoi u'bayurei shavu.